From now on, we are going to start the third quarter consolidated business results of Toshiba Corporation. I would like to introduce to you the participants, Mr. Masayoshi Hirata, the Representative Executive Officer and Corporate Executive Vice President, and Mr. Yasuhiro Matsunaga, Group Manager of Accounting Division, and Mr. Hayashi, who is the Head of Investor Relations Team. Mr. Hirata, please.
Well, thank you very much for gathering despite of your very busy schedule. So I would like to explain the performance of the third quarter of fiscal year 2018, and also this time we are revising the forecast for the full year, so I would like to explain about that item as well. Please look at page five. Now, as I always do, I would like to give you a high-level summary. As for the overall sales, it decreased by approximately 150 billion, or 5.5% year-on-year, as energy systems declined due to slower thermal power systems business and transmission and distribution systems business, despite an increased sales in storage and device solutions, infrastructure systems, and solutions. Operating income declined by roughly 47 billion yen year-on-year due to deterioration in the operating results in business segments, except industrial ICT solutions, which saw an improvement performance. As for non-operating income, it declined despite the gain on the sales of Toshiba General Hospital in April this year due to the gain on the sale of Landis+Gyr and GEA last year. Profit before tax declined by 77.5 billion yen year-on-year. Net income rose as the gain on the sale of the memory business was posted as an income from discontinued operations, as we explained previously. The net income was 1,021.6 billion yen. Page six, this is free cash flow. This is a positive 1,405.4 billion yen due to an additional cash of 1.46 trillion yen coming from the sale of memory business. Equity attributable to shareholders of the company, we carried out the buyback of our own shares, and so there was a decrease of about 290 billion yen due to the repurchase of our shares. And yet the net income grew, so the equity attributable to shareholders of the company was 1,586.4 billion yen, and shareholders' equity ratio was 36.7% at the end of December. Page seven shows the results for Q3, so I would like to omit the explanation. Page eight, I would like to call attention to the exchange rate. The end of the term exchange rate was 111 yen a dollar, which means yen depreciated by 5 yen, then 106 yen a dollar at the beginning of the term. Now, page nine, this shows the year-on-year comparison of the operating income. You see on the left side, the operating income at the same time, same period of the last year was 55.5 billion yen. If you exclude the impact of emergency measures and the impact from the deconsolidation of Landis+Gyr, visual products, and PC business, we had a surplus of about 45 billion yen. In comparison, the results through Q3 fiscal year 2018 received a negative impact of 1.5 billion yen due to exchange rate, a negative impact of about 8 billion yen from lower sales prices, mainly in storage and device solutions, and another negative impact of about 24 billion yen from declined income in energy systems and solutions with fewer new thermal power plant projects, and that in storage and device solutions, partly due to stagnation of the Chinese market. And also, there was a one-off negative impact of about 24 billion yen coming from a cost increase in large domestic projects in Q3 in transmission and distribution business, which we needed to account for, and also goodwill impairment related to New Flare technology. Now, on the other hand, we carried out structural reform in industrial ICT solutions, so we had a positive impact coming from that. And also, we divested unprofitable overseas operations so we could reduce the cost. And also, although the impact may be smaller this year, we will carry out emergency measures. So we will have positive operating income of 8.2 billion yen. I'm sorry, now we'll have, but the result was a positive operating income of 8.2 billion yen. Now, page 10 shows the breakdown of non-operating income. As I said earlier, we had a gain from the transfer of Toshiba General Hospital of 23.9 billion yen. And also, there was equity earnings from Toshiba Memory of 7.5 billion yen. Up to second quarter, we had impact, which was much bigger, which was around 45 billion yen. But now PPA is now fixed, and also the price impact is occurring. So the equity earnings from Toshiba Memory has given some impact. Of course, last year we had this year sales. So in comparison with the same period last year, the number was lower this year by about 30 billion yen. Page 11 shows the free cash flow. On the right end, you see the accumulated amount through 9 months. So the total is 1,458.3 billion yen. So the orange is cash flow from investing activities, and this includes the cash from memory business. So if you exclude that, there was the cash out from investing activities of about 120 billion yen. So in total, you see that the free cash flow, excluding special factors, will be minus 53 billion yen. And for the, there are some special factors for operating cash flows and also investment operating investment cash flows. Last year, there were special factors like WEC parent company guarantee. So if you exclude those factors, we had the positive of 52 billion yen. And there was a land this year sales last year also. So exclude that, the investment cash flow last year was 211 billion yen. So if you include all those special factors, the total amount last year was minus 160 billion yen. So this year, the figure shows improvement by more than 100 billion yen. But there was investment cash flow, 210 billion yen. That included memory. And this year, 120 billion yen does include some of the memory business, but we don't really have a lot of investment for memory. So memory investment is reduced by 100 billion yen. So overall, the performance hasn't really changed. If you look at page 12, that's a balance sheet. On the left side, you see the asset. At the top, you see the cash and cash equivalent. There is share buyback and also repayment of the borrowings. But then we sold the memory business. So as a result, the cash and cash equivalent grew drastically. And also, if you see other asset category, as I explained in the second quarter, we had the reinvestment of 350 50 billion yen. That's included in the dark color portion here. And if you look at the light gray portion, that's the discontinued operation going away because of the divestiture. So the total assets shrunk by about 440 billion yen. And also for the liability side on the right side, at the top is the borrowings, interest-bearing debt. Again, the reimbursement of the repayment of the bonds and also repayment of some of the borrowings have been done. So the interest-bearing liability shrank. For the discontinued operations, that is the liabilities of the memory business, went away, which was 349 billion. And at the bottom, there was some cash and equivalent from the memory business. This was included in other liabilities, but because the business went away, this was also eliminated. And also, there was a bonus paid in November. So there was some account because of the unpaid bonuses, compensations, but they went away too. So totally, the liability went down by 900 billion yen.
Now, from page 13, it is business results by segment. For page 14, it's the overall company results by segment. Now, page 15, Energy Systems Solutions. Net sales in Energy System Solution declined by 156.8 billion yen year on year. In thermal and hydropower systems, because of decarbonization, 53 billion decline in net sales. And in transmission and distribution systems, there's a transfer of industrial distribution systems business to other divisions within Toshiba, and that has the net sales decreased by 56 billion yen. And last year, we deconsolidated some of the unprofitable business overseas. Because of that restructuring, 56 billion yen of net sales was decreased. In addition to that, Landis Gear was divested, sold, and that has led to lower sales this year. Operating income declined year on year to minus 14.2 billion yen. Especially the transmission and distribution business, 11.5 billion yen decline year on year. In the third quarter, the major projects within Japan, we need additional provision for those projects towards FY19. We want to make sure this will never happen again. From the corporate to the energy systems, there is an order to make sure they have a rigorous assessment of new projects. And currently, those rigorous measures are being implemented. The corporate is involved in energy systems' major projects. Corporate will be involved in the management of the cost of these energy systems. And towards the middle of the chart, we have the segment-wise free cash flow, 21.4 billion yen negative. The transmission, distribution, running cost deteriorated. That has led to this figure. Page 16 shows the order backlog in energy systems and solutions. It is a comparison with the previous year. The order backlog for the third quarter decreased by 500 billion yen, or 30% year on year. And this is one of the reasons is the corporate is involved in the rigorous assessment of new projects. Unless we're sure it's profitable, we will not accept that order. That is the policy. And that is the reason for the lower order backlog. But on the other hand, the marginal profit rate of those projects is improving steadily. Page 17 is Infra Systems Solutions. Public infrastructure achieved higher sales due to the expansion of social systems business, but profit declined because of the reduced impact of emergency measures and difference in sales mix of the projects, so slight decline in profit. Buildings and facilities saw higher sales, mainly due to air conditioning business, so increased revenue from air conditioning and also structural reform in elevator business led to higher operating income year-on-year. Railways and industrial systems achieved higher sales, supported by the transfer of industrial distribution systems business from Energy System Solutions. So there's an internal transfer of business within Toshiba. It has battery and railway business within this. So we want to really nurture and foster this as our major business. And so as a result, R&D cost has increased. Thus, the operating results was lower, but we want to make sure we can reap the seeds of this investment in the future in FY19. Page 18 shows Storage and Electronic Device Solutions. Net sales of semiconductor decreased by 7.3 billion yen. Discrete semiconductor was flat, but the sales of system LSI declined due to reduction of sales of unprofitable products and also slowdown in Chinese market and the data center temporary slowdown. Operating income decreased by 22.6 billion yen. And goodwill impairment of 9.8 billion yen for NFT was recorded in Q3 of FY18. Last year, the price of NFT stock dropped, part of the steep decline in stock prices across the market. And in response, as required by accounting standards, Toshiba conducted goodwill impairment test, and as a result, Toshiba recognized the impairment. And so 9.8 billion yen of goodwill impairment was recognized. In addition to that, System LSI had lower operating income resulting from lower sales. And in discrete semiconductor, this is really our focus of emphasis, and this market is really strong, and we are accelerating investment in this area, and depreciation burden is a little heavier now, and as a result, we have a slight decline in discrete semiconductor year-on-year. Now, HDD and others, this includes HDD and memory products resale, and net sales increased by 37.2 billion yen. Despite the increase of enterprise HDD, sales declined due to contraction of PC market. Resale of memory products increased, which resulted in higher sales for the overall HDD business. Operating income declined by 13.7 billion yen. Memory products didn't have any impact on the operating results. However, declines in sales of HDD plus the lower selling price, lower ASP, overwhelmed the procurement cost reduction efforts, and it resulted in lower operating income. Page 19 is Retail and Printing Solutions and Industrial ICT Solutions. Net sales of both retail and printing business declined in the 9-month period. As for the operating income, overseas retail business achieved higher income, but domestic retail and printing business, because of the POS demand, increased because of the replacement demand. But this year, we didn't have that kind of demand. And because of the printing, profitability declined, 3.2 billion yen decrease in operating income. In industrial ICT solutions, 4.2 billion yen increase. This is mainly due to the structural reform of the previous year, and the effect is now being felt. And in other segments, which includes PC business, the sale of the PC business is completed to Sharp Corporation. So the sales has declined, but the profit and loss has improved. That is the overall picture of the segment-wise results.
So starting on page 21, I would like to talk about the revision of the fiscal year 2018 forecast. So on November 8, we made announcement of the forecast of 60 billion yen. But as the business condition have changed, we would like to revise the numbers. If you look at the center of the table, you see the new forecast. As for the sales, this is 3,620 billion yen, not much difference from the previous forecast. For the income, it is down by 40 billion yen from the last forecast. Now, on the right side, you see some explanations on the slide. There are main two reasons. One is the new FLIR Technology goodwill impairment, which is 17.8 billion yen, and also T&D business major projects additional cost provision, which is 17 billion yen. And so because of these two reasons, the operating income forecast is lowered. As for the non-operating income, again, you see the explanations in the middle. The equity earnings from Toshiba Memories has changed. Previously, it was said to be 50 billion, and up to through Q2, it was positive 45 billion. So we some question, there was some question that maybe 50 billion is too small, but we weren't sure about the PPA at the time, so we were feeling some level of the risk at the time. So although we didn't explain about it at the time, but actually, the purchase price agreement risk of 20 billion yen was included in the previous number. So, majority of that minus 20 billion yen risk, the majority of the decline by 35 billion yen is really caused by the change in the price. So the new forecast for the income before tax is minus 110 billion yen, which is lower than 70 billion yen. And the net income is now forecast to be a positive 870 billion yen after considering an improvement of corporate tax due to lower income before tax. As for equity attributable to shareholders for the company, new forecast is 980 billion yen, as net income is expected to be lower. Now, the buyback of own shares will be completed by March. The amount expected is 700 billion yen. That's assumption. However, it could be challenging, but that's a backdrop for the numbers. As for the net bearing interest-bearing debt and also the free cash flow, they haven't changed. Page 23 shows the main item in the change in operating income. Previously, the operating income was forecast to be a positive 60 billion yen. Amount included structural reform expense of 27.3 billion yen. And so if you exclude that number, the amount was 87.3 billion yen, 87.3 billion yen. And the there was some exchange rate change of 3 billion yen. But the point here is the stagnation of Chinese market and also data center market being softened temporarily, lowering down the system LSIs and HDDs to go down. So we have to include the impact, possible impact of these items to the sales of the storage and device solutions. So after that, we came up with a number of 80.5 billion yen. And also we consider one of expenses, namely new flare technology Google impairment of 70.8 billion yen and a provision of additional costs in large scale projects of 17 billion yen. Now, the impairment of the goodwill, we are accounting for these numbers already for NFT. So this is going to go away next year. And for the existing goodwill, we are not expecting any further impairment. So we do not expect this to be repeated next year. And also for the additional cost for large projects this year, for T&D, we will strengthen the process of the screening of the profitability of the coming in projects. So this additional cost provision will go away next year. So that's why we treat them as one-off cost. So if we exclude the impact of 80.5 billion yen, we will have some impact from the structural reform. So the total of the operating income is revised to be 20 billion yen. Next is a segment-wise explanation.
Please look at the far right, energy systems. 21.9 billion in deterioration of operating income, storage and device solutions. 21 billion yen deterioration. In total, 40 billion yen deterioration incorporated into it. Page 25. Now, the goodwill impairment of NFT really occurred all of a sudden. In December last year, the overall market plunged and NFT stock price fell in accordance with the market trend. And we saw the signs of the impairment. This company is a listed company. So the market price and the book price must be reviewed altogether. But the book value and the market price were compared. And because it has the goodwill, we tested whether there is an impairment of the goodwill. And as a result, 9.8 billion yen goodwill impairment had to be recognized for this quarter. And in total, it had 17.8 billion yen goodwill. So we have remaining 8 billion yen goodwill. As is shown in the forecast of the fourth quarter, NFT performance remains good, and it remains unchanged from the initial announcement. The forecast remains unchanged. Single B, multi B, things are progressing well. So the company is performing well. But we acquired new flare and the goodwill exists. So we have to make an assessment on the impairment of the goodwill. And in order to finalize the assessment, we need to take into consideration of the stock price. As of today's stock price, there's no need for additional impairment of NFT. But in case there is another market plunge, and if there is a sell-off of NFT stock price, there is a possibility of additional impairment. And so judging from today's stock price, this may be a very conservative forecast, but this 20 billion yen includes impairment risk of 8 billion yen of NFT shares, NFT goodwill. Page 26, because of the goodwill impairment of NFT, you may be wondering whether we have other goodwill risks. It's been calculated last year, but we recalculated it. Toshiba Tech and Toshiba Elevator goodwill, each of these companies, Toshiba Tech, MFT, we have sales companies that sell MFT, and there are sales companies that sell Toshiba Elevator. So those sales companies are unlisted companies, and those sales companies acquired Toshiba Tech and Toshiba Elevator. So because they are unlisted companies, when we assess the impairment of goodwill, there is no requirement by accounting standards for us to consider the stock price. The future, whether there is the base of judgment of impairment of goodwill is whether it impairs the future cash flow. As of now, Toshiba Tech, Toshiba Elevator, there is no risk that there won't be any. There is no risk that there won't be any future cash flow. So there is no risk of impairment as of now. I added this information for your reference. As for Toshiba Memory, the figures has been changed considerably. It is no longer our affiliate, so we wondered if we can go so far as to refer to this Toshiba Memory, but we negotiated with them, and because of the changes in the figure, we got agreement from them that we can talk about these changes in the equity earnings. On the far left chart shows the equity earnings, 12.2 billion yen for the first quarter, 33 billion yen in the second quarter, and the third quarter, minus 37.7 billion, and 12.5 billion yen negative for the fourth quarter. 37.7 billion yen, as is shown on the footnote, it consists of two factors. One is plus 18.6 billion yen of ordinary income from Toshiba Memory and minus 56.3 billion yen from the impact of PPA. And so it shows how this figure came up. In accordance with the PPA process, according to accounting standards, when PPA is finalized, you have to go back to the original date of the acquisition, and then all the charges are going to be recognized. And some of the charges that are not recognized must be recognized at the time PPA is finalized. And that figure is 201 billion yen minus tax effects included. So 563 billion yen minus will be impact of PPA to Toshiba. And the goodwill balance, when Bain acquired, if the goodwill was 7,841 billion yen, but by PPA, the inventory, fixed asset, and the for DTA liability, the following figures are allocated, so the final figure is 3,387 billion yen. And with this figure, if there is no additional cash flow, we will need to carry out the impairment of goodwill. The left-hand side is for your reference. For the third and the fourth quarter, we had the request from the analysts from the past, in the past, and we tried to answer the requests. This is the year-on-year figure, bit growth and ASP transition compared with the previous quarter. So this chart on the left bottom corner shows the trend. I'm sorry to say this, but fourth quarter bit growth and ASP, and you need to be considerate to other competitors. So 12.5 billion yen negative, according to one memory company. But according to Toshiba calculation, 7 billion yen depreciation for tangible and non-tangible assets included. So in substance, so ordinary loss, ordinary income or loss will be slight negative figure. And finally, others, Toshiba Next Plan progress is shown. As I said earlier, China slowdown and data center slowdown in demand. Has cost 10 billion yen less operating income, and in semiconductor is what I'm talking about. Next fiscal year, Chinese market will continue to slow down. That is our assumption. So semiconductor division is now replanning for the next year in order to make up for this 10 billion yen operating loss. That is the order from the top management. Having said that, from this fiscal year to next fiscal year, now it's 20 billion yen and temporary cost, and the basis is 80 billion yen, and it should be increased to 140 billion yen. And procurement reform of 25 billion yen and restructuring of 43 billion yen should be carried out by all means. And for restructuring, we had agreement from the trade union, and we are working on optimizing the number of personnels. And we do not know what the final size of the manpower is, but we are now working on the restructuring. And next year's recruitment will be really rigorously assessed. Usually we hire 2,000 people, but it will be reduced to 1,000. And the restructuring, reconsolidation of production sites. Our plan is well underway for that. And for LNG, we are now waiting for the result of the assessment of the authority, and we will also cut down on the cost of the direct material, direct cost and indirect cost. For direct cost, it's well underway, and for indirect cost, the procurement department of the head office is now negotiating the price. And for the sales reform, although it's not incorporated, for the mass production items in each business units, with the advice from consulting, they will come up with new ideas to improve the sales force. And the final point, our infra business weight is higher now. Just like the transmission and distribution business, we had a major loss in the new order. So we want to make sure it will never happen. So the corporate will intervene in the assessment of new order and new projects. And it's already being carried out. And process restructuring, in the future, IT will be improved so that the fixed cost can be reduced. Mr. Hikita has been hired. And Mr. Yumita has been hired, and we have set up new department to promote the reform in our company so that IT use will be reinvigorated. Thank you very much.
We would like to welcome questions. We'll bring you a microphone. If you raise your hand, please make sure to identify yourself before you pose a question. Yes, the gentleman on the end. Yes, my name is Miyamoto. I'm from Mitsubishi Morgan Stanley. First, about the order received in the energy, you said that the order received is reduced by 30% by 500 billion yen. When you divide that between, say, nuclear power plant and other kinds of power plant, like thermal, what will be the breakdown of the decline? As a perception, the thermal and nuclear power plant went down, and so T&D declined somewhat, slightly, especially for the nuclear. South Texas in the United States was suspended, and officially that was discontinued. So the received order went away, and that was big in terms of the impact. So in the past, we were saying that was part of the backlog, but then this went away. So that was the element. For the thermal power plants, the number of the projects are going down, and also we do review the possible projects, but of course, because of the situation in the market, competitors are coming up with very, very competitive prices. So sometimes we just give it up because of the lack of the profitability. So that is the situation. Thank you. Second question is about the nuclear.
NFT impairment of goodwill, you said that it was triggered by the stock price sell-off. 2013 and 2014, I think the stock price was at about the same level. What has changed, and what has led you to the judgment of impairment of the goodwill? At that time, NFT has had profits. The net asset has increased. I think the stock price was as low as that time, but at that time, the book value was a lot smaller, so they did not have to impair the goodwill.
Next, any other questions? Yes. A gentleman in the front row, please.
My name is Hirakawa. I'm from Merrill Lynch. I have two questions. Now, earlier you said that the procurement cost reduction is one thing that you will work on. When I look at page 18, hard disk drive business, as a negative element, the unachieved target of the procurement cost reduction effort is mentioned. So next year, you have this target of 25 billion to reduce the procurement price. And I understand that is one of the pillars to achieve 140 billion yen target. So I feel a little bit, I understand the start has been quite a negative yet. So why do you think you couldn't achieve the target for HDD procurement cost reduction activities, and what impact it will have on the 25 billion target next year? Now, in next year, 25 billion yen target does include some activities in HDD area, and the flow type of cost down, we would like to continue as we currently plan, but the sales price, which should work as a launching pad, is kind of weakening. So we have to offset the negative impact from working on the purchasing price, and that has not been completed. For HDDs, data center market, well, of course, in the future, we do believe there's some room for growth, but at least temporarily, we are seeing the softening of the market. So for this fiscal year, the reason we couldn't achieve the target for the procurement price reduction and how to make it up, that's something we're working on. Mr. Tsunakawa and his team is going to review by the end of February, so we will try to find some solutions there. As you pointed out, right, we are lower in the next plan target for that. So the situation is that we're trying to achieve 25 billion yen still, but the starting point is lower.
Second question is about Landis and Gear. I understand the impairment of goodwill, but after it was reconsolidated, Toshiba is now concentrating on IoT. Why do you continue to have Landis and Gear? Are you talking about NFT or Landis and Gear? No, sorry, I'm talking about New FLIR Technologies. Why do you continue to have NFT as a subsidiary, consolidated subsidiary? Well, IoT, hardware, AI, we want to link them in an organic manner. For NFT, as you know, semiconductor manufacturing equipment manufacturer, they have good technology, and they are generating cash well. And globally, they are positioned at a very high status. They have a high status in the global arena. So as of now, I mean, we do not have any intent to sell NFT. It is true that it may deflect a little bit from the direction we're heading for, but it is a cash-generating business. And as a cash-generating business, we want to foster NFT. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, a person in the third row on the side of the corridor, please. My name is Yasui. I'm from UBS Securities. I have three questions. First, now, operating income of 140 billion yen for next year, and the risk buffer is 30 billion yen. So the range is between 110 to 170. What is the deviation from that possibility? As a possibility, HDD is lower. But anything else that has been deviating from the original idea since November? That's my first question. Now, as of today, hard disk overall is lower than our expectations, and system LSIs, as I said earlier, is suffering from the condition of the HVAC market in China. So the sales of system LSI is lower. That's another thing. And also, I believe that I showed you in one of the tables, right, this one. So if you look at the increase and decrease factors, there's a decrease of 9.8 billion yen. So you see the launch impact is lowered here. So the risk buffer of 30 billion yen was accounted for. And including Kurumatani, we don't have any intention to use that 30 billion yen for that 10 billion yen gap at all. So system SSI and hard disk teams, for them, for those, the launch impact has gone down a little bit. We have told them to come up with the measures to improve the launch impact back again. The system SSI and hard disk, we'll make a report to Kurumatani and Tsunakawa in the second half of February. So in that sense, this range of 140 to 170, this range is not changed, right? Right. So combined, if we combine all the departments, Kurumatani, Tsunakawa, and all the head of the departments are talking with each other all the time to achieve 170 billion in total. Thank you.
Second question is about the current situation. Device, semiconductor device division, first half actual and second half forecast shows net sales flat And when we consider NFT, the increase in profit of 5.6 billion and 10 billion in the second half, and profitability seems to be improving, but discrete LSI, discrete semiconductor LSI, is there anything that has improved? I'm sorry, I can't catch up with your question. In semiconductor department, in the first half, the sales was 176 billion yen, and second half plan is 176.3 billion yen. That's the sales plan, planned sales. Yes, you're right, the sales is flat, and the profit is 5.6 billion yen for the first half and 8.4 billion yen for the second half. That's the operating income forecast for the second half, 8.4 billion. How much second half is? I said -8.4 billion for the second half. NFT impairment is 7.8 billion, and if you reincorporate it, I think the second half profit will be about 10 billion yen if you do not account for the impairment of NFT. So getting rid of NFT result of impairment, it seems as if the profit has increased in this area from 5.6 billion to 10 billion. So new flare is better, but discrete and LSI has not improved. Is that what the situation is? Discrete and semiconductor and system LSI, whether there's any change from the first quarter to second quarter, there is no change. A slight deterioration. So discrete and LSI profitability has not improved. Unfortunately, no. No improvement.
So my last and third question is about the procurement cost improvement of 200 billion yen next year, 25 billion yen next year. Now, if you get the, I believe that if you are successful in carrying out this kind of activity, you should have felt the impact. So I'm not really convinced if that activity will bear some fruit next year. Give me some confidence, please. For the indirect cost, we are harvesting some improvement. The corporate procurement department is negotiating, is involved in negotiations significantly, and we are feeling some impact already. For the direct material cost by department, there is a review going on for each item. For those items that we need to negotiate with the suppliers, we have identified them already. So, of course, we can't decide everything on ourselves. We have to negotiate with them, but we sometimes get involved in the discussion heavily with the suppliers to the extent that we recommend and introduce new suppliers for them because we don't want to just pressure them to reduce the price. So making sure that there is a good business case for them by, for example, introducing them their suppliers to reduce the purchasing price on our side. But of course, the impact cannot be felt until we both sign a contract. So we have categorized our activities into three steps, and actually, many items we have identified already where we are ready to, for which we are ready to negotiate, start negotiating with our suppliers.
Citigroup Securities, Yazawa is my name. Toshiba Memory related question. There is some downward adjustment related to Toshiba Memory. PPA process, original plan, and the actual PPA led to some adjustment. How much is that? And there's also certain adjustments made based on the actual results of the business. So can you identify them? Well, as I talked about it earlier, it is not an official information from Toshiba Memory, but in the second quarter, PPA depreciation amount is likely to increase, and 20 billion yen was assumed originally. In net, 35 billion yen deterioration, but I think it's based on how you look at the selling price. Selling price, you mean the unit selling price of the product declined? Yes, that's what I mean. So 20 billion yen, which was the buffer in the first half, that was your recognition of the cost, but it was actually 52 billion yen was incurred. Of the 52 billion, 20 billion yen, we were not sure, but we did some financial simulation on Toshiba, and we thought about 20 billion yen had to be incorporated. So we incorporated that additionally. About 45 billion yen additional. We had additional capital until the second quarter. However, PPA, it was likely to be negative, so we thought we can't change 50 billion yen, but in actuality, it was not 50 billion yen. Our forecast was 30 billion yen, so 20 billion yen was the buffer. We told you 50 billion yen positive, but in Toshiba internally, we had our assumption of 20 billion yen buffer without telling you. But so actually, it officially 30 billion yen, but it's now minus 5 billion. That is the selling price difference between third quarter and fourth quarter. So minus 12.5 billion yen for fourth quarter earnings loss for Toshiba Memory. There's no more PPA impact, but additionally, there's some additional impact that has caused to this deficit. May I confirm it? It's mainly based on the performance. Well, this is not what I heard from the memory company, but this is our own simulation. As I said earlier, 12.5 billion yen includes tangible and intangible fixed asset. And in some fiscal year, those fixed assets are being depreciated. And quarter-wise, it's about 6 billion-7 billion yen depreciation per quarter. I'm not sure if we can categorize that as a special factor or extraordinary factor. And memory side have not gave us any feedback on this. It's our imagination. But in ordinary memory business, profit and loss is minus 6 billion yen. That's after tax. They have a lot of borrowing with high interest rate, and all those interest rate and tax cost subtracted, that's maybe minus 6 billion yen, and PPA-related quarterly depreciation is about 6 billion to 7 billion yen. According to our estimate, this PPA-related depreciation is for first, second, third quarter, fourth quarter. They all exist, or it exists in fourth quarter. PPA depreciation is not included in first and second quarter. First, second, third quarter, all together in the third quarter result. 56 billion yen negative is included in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, 3 months' worth of depreciation will be in fourth quarter. And in FY19, every quarter, 3 months' worth of depreciation will be included in the result. In page 27, in the fixed asset, 492 billion yen intangible fixed asset depreciation. In the third quarter, it was a three-quarter total depreciation, but after fourth quarter, it will go back to the ordinary depreciation pattern, and there will be depreciation for the fixed cost. Fixed cost and deferred tax liability net value will be the key in the depreciation. Thank you.
Yes, gentlemen in the second row, please. Thank you. My name is Wakabayashi. Related to the previous questions, let's say so you had a negative value in fourth quarter. Let's say if that is the case, this balance of the goodwill is 387 billion. There will be impairment possibility, or is it up to the judgment of Toshiba? What is your sense about this?
In order to make a judgment, it is not Toshiba, but Toshiba Memory Corporation that will make the decision because it's in their balance sheet. So they have to test the impairment. They have to conduct the impairment test, and if they actually have yes as a number, that will have impact on the consolidated sheet. But as you know, as far as we hear from the company, data center demand is temporarily slower, but into the future, the memory demand for data center market, just we can say the same thing about the hard disk drive. In any case, their business for data center market is going to continue to grow. That's our sense. So we do not believe that the total amount of 387 billion yen will go through the impairment test. At least on the side of the Toshiba, we don't believe so. Maybe in fiscal year 2019, there will be some slowdown of the market continuously in the first half. But if you remember, in 2015 to beginning of 2016, the memory price went down significantly, and it wasn't a great thing for us. But in 2016 through 2017, 2018, again, the price really went up, and high ROS was experienced. So there's a trend like that. So probably now, as we understand, we are coming to a bottom at least. And so the demand will improve, we believe, at least. I'm sure you know a lot about this without me explaining about this, but data center is going to continue to grow into the future, partly because of the 5G. So at least we don't believe that there is a possibility to reduce to impair the whole 387 billion yen next year. This is going to be done every year, and at least generally once a year is a rule. But if there's a drastic change in the market price, of course, we have to do it every quarter. I don't personally believe that the demand will go up, but if the company is in deficit, the Toshiba Memory will reduce the net asset. So putting aside the risk of the future growth rate, but if the net asset will go down, then
the Bain or Toshiba Memory or accounting firm have to make a decision whether or not to conduct the test for impairment?
Well, not the accounting firm, but the company itself will have to conduct the test, and the accounting firm will have to look at it. Of course, the future cash flow is generated, and the goodwill can be covered in the future. That's the content of the test. I'm sure you all know this.
This is a question about assumption for Toshiba Memory. If Toshiba says it's reasonable, so Toshiba buys some from the memory. From the investor's point of view, I think it's a good opportunity, but you're not considering that at all. But Toshiba Memory shareholder, if they're willing to sell the stock to you, then within the equity method, you're going to buy some of the shares. Well, if you think of various assumptions, there's many scenarios, but 40% of Toshiba Memory at present, it should remain unchanged for now. Thank you. Okay. This is the very last question. The next person. I have two questions. First question is about Toshiba Memory. The securities, the investment securities value, is there any risk that it will be impaired? Yes, there is a risk that if the 350 billion yen portion, yes, the impairment, there is a possibility for the impairment. That judgment is going to be made aside from the goodwill impairment judgment. Yes, it's separate. Well, there are some, yes, influence, but if our equity earning is reduced, then we will have to make judgment of the impairment. In that sense, fourth quarter deficit, I think in that sense, already the value is already reduced. Well, it's a short term and a slight decline in the value, and that is not going to be judged as an impairment.
The thing is about the hard disk and hard semiconductor. I understand that review is going to be done by the management in the second half of the February month. But when you consider the changing condition of the business, I believe it's a bit too late, no? Why did you wait so much? Why it takes so much time to carry out the activities? Maybe your company systems is slowing down the communication between the management and the departments. What do you think? I don't think it is too late. The condition really start to surface, obviously, in the second half of December. And in the middle of the January, the top management really learned about it clearly in the second half of the January. And then we carried out the plan to review. And if the cycle or the condition in the market will continue to stay as such, then the problem will be severe. That's the realization. So, of course, a lot of the things have been considered already, accounted for already in the next plan. So Kurumata Nishikawa needs to get the report after the review. If you consider such activities, we believe that we have been quite agile to carry out all those thinking behind it. And, of course, without waiting until the report coming back from this review, already departments are making efforts and activities about the situation. Thank you. So with this, we would like to close our reporting, announcement. Thank you very much for your attention.